Blog Talk Radio.
No!
Sorry about that, you all. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we honor your presence this morning, Father God, like never before. We thank you, Father God. Oh, we can do nothing in and apart from you. You are holy God. You are righteous God. And there's none like you, Jehovah. Oh, Father God, I thank you this morning that you are with us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that we do not war after the flesh, but after the spirit. In Jesus' name, we thank you this morning, Father God, that we have the treading anointing to tread upon every lion, every adder, every scorpion in the name of Jesus, and nothing by any means will harm us. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we tread down wickedness this morning. They are ashes under our feet. We will arise and thresh and beat the enemy into pieces. In Jesus' name, we call upon you, O holy, righteous God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, good morning. Welcome to Bible Story Land. We're glad you joined us this morning. We have a mighty woman of God on. She's from Paducah, Kentucky. Her name is Minister Donna Hawkins. I was had the pleasure of meeting her and her husband this week. And I thank God for them. Oh, my God, they bless me, they bless me, they bless me. And she's going to sing a song of praise unto God this morning. Good morning, Minister Donna.
Good morning, Minister G. It was so great meeting you. My husband and I are still talking about it.
Amen. Amen. What you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing Yes, God is Real, because he is. He brought us all the way from Paducah to Jacksonville, allowed us to meet you. Then we traveled on to Orlando, and right now we're leaving Orlando and headed toward home.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, this is Yes, God is Real.
Okay.
There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can go, but I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel him deep within. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Oh, his love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away. But since that day, yes, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel his holy power. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Oh, his love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Oh, yes, God is real. God is real, for he has won and made me whole. Oh, his love for me is my pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul.
Ooh, hallelujah. My God, that was awesome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, our God is real. And we can feel him in our soul. If we're connected to him, he is real. And his love, oh my God, his love for us is just like pure gold. He gave his only son. So we thank you, Minister Donna. We thank you so much for that awesome, powerful song. And I praise God for the voice that he's given you of praise and thanksgiving unto him. Well, you know, I thank the Father this morning. You know, God is such an awesome God. His word says, unto you, O God, do we give thanks. Unto you we give thanks, for that your name is near, your wondrous works declare. You know, we give thanks to the mighty God on a daily basis. He's an awesome king. Ain't nobody like our God. Oh, we can search from here to every continent in the world, and we are not going to find anybody as great as our God. You know, we'd be searching here, searching there. We're looking for God. We cannot be satisfied within our souls until we connect with God. You see people, you know, they change jobs. They change people they're around. They're looking for God. We're looking for him. Oh, but you know, he said if we call upon him, we'll find it. If we draw close to him, he will definitely draw close to us. So we are drawing close to him this morning. You know, the word talks about divine nearness. There's a such thing as a divine nearness. And, you know, when we get close to God, don't you know he's going to get close with us. We're his children. We're his called out, his very elect. And he looks forward to us getting close to him. He don't want us to stay distant. He want us to get close to him. He said, I've set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Yes, he is. He's at our right hand. We will not be moved. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as of a contrite spirit. The Lord is nigh unto them that call on him, to all that call upon him in truth. Don't you know he wants truth from us? Am I a God at hand, said the Lord, and not a God afar off? He's very close to us. Even when we feel that he's distant, we be trying to get closer. Come closer to him, because he's close with us. He's right there. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He don't ever leave us. He don't ever forsake us. That they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Yes, he is omnipresent on a daily basis. Now, you know he's with us 24/7. We leave each other. We got to rest. We got to sleep. But our God is so mighty, he don't rest, he don't sleep. Well, we have another mighty woman of God with us. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. And, you know, I met her and her great family a few years back when I moved back to Jacksonville. And I tell you, she and her husband and the children, the grandchildren are a blessing to me. I saw her husband at the park a few weeks ago. I was led to go to a park I hadn't been to in a long time. And I saw her husband with the grandchildren. And the littlest grandchild, oh, my God, he blessed my soul. He's about three. And he's saying, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, my God, that little boy. I just, you know, could just hug him. He was so sweet. I mean, they have taught him the ways of God as a very young child. So when he sings unto the Lord. So teach your children, your grandchildren, to sing songs unto the Lord. Don't let them sing to the devil. Let them sing songs unto the Lord, the Most High, the Almighty God. Well, good morning, Sister Audrey. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed. How are you?
Amen. What's that little one's name that sang Break Every Chain?
Jacoby. He's 2.
Oh, 2 years old. Oh, my God. I tell you what, I'm blessed. But you know what? He got a praying grandmother. Sister Audrey is a woman of God who is an intercessor. She prays. Oh, my God. She teaches the word. She intercedes for people. She has twins, you know. She has several children. How many children you and your husband have, Sister Audrey?
Six.
And six. Two of them are twins.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I thank God for her and her family. Her husband blesses me all the time. Every time I see him, he's a great man of God. And I tell you what, I just love meeting great families of the Lord, like Sister Audrey and her husband, and many other, Sister Donna Hawkins and her husband. You know, I am just so blessed to be surrounded by people of the Most High God. And what you going to sing this morning, Sister Audrey?
Walk with me, Lord.
Amen. Go ahead.
You ready for me to sing? Because
yes,
I need Jesus to walk with me every day. Amen.
That's right.
Walk.
Amen.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I need Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord, hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord, please hold my hand. While I'm on this tedious journey, I need Jesus to hold my hand. Talk with me, Lord, talk with me. Talk with me, Lord, talk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I need Jesus to talk with me. Walk with me, Lord, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I need Jesus to walk with me. I need Jesus to talk to me. I need Jesus to walk with me. Amen.
Amen. I'm eating. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. You know, our God is real, and we definitely need him to walk with us. We can't make it without our God. We can't make it without him. He's the one who birthed us in our mother's belly. He's the one who put a purpose in us and sent us to the earth. And he wants us to carry out that purpose. And while we're carrying it out, we need him to walk with us. We need him to walk with us. You know, you know, we can't do without the Most High God. We think we can. You know, sometimes we become prodigal children, thinking we all independent on our own. Then we wallow in the mud, the muck, and the mire of life. But, you know, when he called us back, we got to say, yes, Lord, you are our author and finisher of our faith. Well, you know what? The word of God says, precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. And, you know, one of my prayer partners has gone on. He left this morning. He left this morning to be with the Father. You know, he died this morning early. He was a mighty soldier in the army of the Lord. And he was on the battlefield with the Lord. You know, he was a mighty soldier, a man of valor. He gave his life to God at a young age. He was brought up by a pastor. His father trained him up in the way that he should go. So, you know, for the word of God said, for me to live is Christ, and for me to die is gain. So, you know, he has gained. He has gained now. He's going on. Hebrews 11:13 says, these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Well, you know, I can imagine Brother Eddie shouting with the Lord this morning. Oh, you know, God had his arms open, and Brother Eddie went right into the bosom of the Lord this morning early. You know, I talked to him, not too long ago. He said, I'm ready. I'm ready to go meet the Lord. You know, he suffered. But no man suffered more than our Savior, Christ Jesus. But I thank God that, you know, now Brother Eddie is safe in the arms of the Lord. I can imagine him shouting on the streets, paved with gold, shouting, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you know, it's going to be a glorious time. You know, he's going to be missed by every one of us. We're going to miss him. We're going to miss it. And, you know, he was married to Doris Williams. They met as children in the church. So, you know, she's going to miss him. You know, that was her life mate. And we miss, your life mate, the person who God gave you to be with all your life. And so our heart goes out to the family who lost a great soldier. But you know, he ain't lost. God, he's found in God. Yes, he is. He's found in God. And he now realizes how real God is. He realized that God was walking with him all the time. And God has received him into heaven to be with him. So no more suffering for Brother Eddie Williams. We thank God that he was precious. He's precious in the sight of God. And I want to pray for his family this morning. Father God, we lift up the Williams family this morning, oh God, in the loss of their loved one, the loss of a husband, the loss of a father, the loss of a grandfather, oh God. Oh, Father, have mercy upon this family like never before. We just thank you, oh God, that you are their refuge, you are their fortress. And you are taking care of them, oh God. And Father God, I pray that their grieving will be short, oh God. And I pray that they will depend upon you and not lean upon their own understanding, oh God. And Father God, comfort them. Comfort the family, the Williams family, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you are their refuge, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we bind the oppression, suppression, depression from every family member. And we thank you that they will call upon your name, oh God, during the lonely times. During the times, Lord God, where they're missing Brother Eddie, oh God. And Father God, you know all of us are going to miss him, oh God. But Lord, I thank you that we thank you, Father God, that he came into your arms this morning, oh God. You received him in the name of Jesus, a mighty soldier, a mighty warrior, oh God, who won the battle of death, hell, and the grave. He's now gone to be with you. And we thank you, Lord God, that we know where he is, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the intercessions, the prayers that he prayed on behalf of the saints, oh God. And now, Father God, I thank you for the great work that you allowed him to do here on the earth, oh God. How he went about doing good all the days of his life, helping the sick, helping the poor, helping the destitute, preaching your word, serving in the army of the Lord, serving on the battlefield, serving, oh God. He was a servant. So I thank you, Father God, for his wife's strength. For his family's strength, oh God. Oh, Father, we bless you today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're going to be doing for the Williams family. We honor you, every friend of the Williams family, every family member. Comfort and strengthen this family like never before. We bless and honor you, and we thank you that you are a great God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well, good morning again. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We honor the wise ones in the land, those who have been on the battlefield a long time, We thank God that they have endured many trials and have overcome them. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, for the elderly this morning. You know, those who are faithful to you, Father God. And, Father God, we lift up those who don't even know you, the elderly, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. And, Father God, I pray, Father God, for their salvation. You said at one time you winked at ignorance, but now you're calling men everywhere, women, boys, and girls, to come and call you Lord. So, Father God, I pray for seniors who have not called you Lord, that you would spare a time for them to call you Lord and to be obedient to you and serve you all the days of their lives. Well, we have another mighty woman of God on with us from New Orleans, Louisiana. And she's a mighty, mighty prayer warrior. She's been on the battlefield a long time. She sings praises. She ministers the word. I mean, she brings a powerful word now. She ministers the word. Her name is Sister Gloria Dean Shiloh. And, you know, we got two women of God on here, at least two from New Orleans, but this one is going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord this morning. Good morning, Sister Gloria Dean.
Oh, good morning, Sister Carita.
How are you?
Praise God. Happy to be on today. Sing praises unto the Lord. Praise God.
We're glad to have you. What you going to sing first this morning?
One of them old songs that everybody knows. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
And I know everybody that's listening, they can just join in. Okay. Okay, hold on.
Okay. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope that you heard it all.
Yes, ma'am. It was a great song. Maybe you could put your mouth a little bit closer to the mic, but it was good.
I had the telephone, you know, I had it right by the piano. And
oh,
it fell on the floor.
Yeah.
Satan is a liar. He can't stop things from happening.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Okay. Praise God.
Yes. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down. Oh, thank you, Sister Glory Dean. Oh,
hallelujah.
My God. It was an awesome song. That's one of the old tunes. Glory,
yes.
Glory. Hallelujah. And you know what? We got to lay our burdens down. We can't carry heavy burdens. God didn't intend
Amen.
For us. He said his yoke is easy, his burden is light. So I thank the Father that his yoke is easy. He said, cast your every care upon me because I care for you. So we're laying burdens down this morning. We have family on this morning, Sister Minister Donna Hawkins' cousin, Sister Jackie Travis is on with us this morning. Good morning, Sister Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm just glad to be here this morning. This morning we're getting ready for a good friend of ours, which is my husband, like his godfather, Deacon Dr. Scott, William Scott. We're going to
yes.
a celebration this morning. We're going over here to celebrate his homegoing.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready for that. So we are, my cousin, has she already sang this morning?
Yes, she did. She sang a beautiful song before the Lord this morning. My God is real. That's what she sang. So what you going to sing this morning, Sister Jackie?
Y'all want something to sing? I'm trying to think. Was it Senior Citizen today?
Yeah, you told me yesterday what you were going to say, but I forgot the name of it. No?
I forgot. My mind is just different this morning.
All right, now.
Okay, I'm ready, though. This ain't walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me, Lord, and while I'm on this Jesus journey, I want Jesus to walk with me and hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand, Lord, and while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand, be my friend, Lord, please be my friend, be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend, Lord, and while I'm on this tedious journey, and I want Jesus to be my friend. You walked with my mother, please walk with me. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me, Lord, and while I'm on this Jesus journey, and I need Jesus to walk with me. Amen.
Amen. Now, you know God is speaking this morning. That's the second time we heard that song this morning. Sister Audrey Stewart sang the song, Walk With Me. And Sister Jackie sang the song, Walk With Me. God is telling us we need him to walk with us.
We can't walk alone. The journey is too tedious. Oh, my God. God is speaking loud this morning. Second time this morning. I ain't talking about last week. I'm talking about this morning. We heard this song, Walk with Me, Lord. Be a friend to us, Lord. So we need him like never before. You know, we got stuff happening all around us. But he said nothing will come near our dwelling. Nothing will harm us. Nothing by any means will harm us. When he's walking with us, when we call him and we say, we need Jesus to walk with us. Walk with us, Lord. Walk with us. Walk with us, Lord. Walk with us. While we're on this tedious journey, we need Jesus to walk with us. He's speaking now. We got to walk with him. Oh, we can't strive with the Lord. Don't strive with him. When you feel him tugging on you, he said, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I need you this morning to pray for the homeless. When he's tugging on you, I need you. We need Jesus to walk with us. You know, when loved ones dying, we need Jesus to walk with us. We need him to talk with us. We need him to be a lamp and a light to our pathway. We need Jesus like never before. We can't walk alone in this world. We need Jesus to walk alone beside us, to carry us when we can't carry ourselves. You know, sometimes burdens come upon us, but he says he'll walk with us through every trial, through every tribulation. He's our refuge. Listen to us. He will strengthen us through everything we're going through. So I thank the Lord this morning for the strength that he's put in every one of us to get up, to praise him. Don't strive with the Lord. Walk with him. Walk with him. Walk with him. Run into his presence. Well, as we continue this morning, we have another great woman of God on from New Orleans, Louisiana. Her name is Sister Minister Vivian George. She's our guest speaker this morning. Someone's making some noise. If you can mute your phone for me, I would appreciate it. We can hear the noise that's going on in the background. You may be moving something around or something. We appreciate you muting your phone. So Vivian George is our guest speaker this morning. She's a praise leader, an intercessor, a woman of the word. And we thank God for her taking time to come on Bible Storyland with us. She has a Blog Talk radio show that airs on Sunday night. I believe it's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. But she'll let us know the number. The call-in number is 714-409-0578. The name of her show is God Favorite. So, good morning, Minister Vivian George. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Praise the Lord. Just glad to be here. Glad to be praising the Lord with the saints. Praise God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to have you here.
Amen.
Did I miss any information about your show this morning?
My show is God's Favorites. Come on every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on God's Blog Talk Radio. We were glad to have everyone that's listening today to call that number that you had just called out, 714-409-0578. We are reaching out to every hurting mother, everyone that's hurting in any kind of way. It's about the hurting. If there's anything you need prayer about, you can call 1-504-347-5797 here at the home. There's prayer here every first Saturday if you'd like to come for prayer. Praise God. We are praying constantly for our young people. God, we are lifting them up because there is turmoil and fighting and killing in the land. And we just believe God for better for our children, that he's going to keep them. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're ready for that great message the Lord has put in you to give to us today.
All right. Praise God. I want to talk about the realistic hope that we have as we grow older, the realistic part of it. Praise God. I know a lot of us said, oh, if I could just make it to this age, if I live to see. We said, some of us said, we'll never get that old, we'll never grow old, we never trust anyone over 30. And now some of us have long since passed that tender age and are now in the midst of giving each other like 40s, birthday parties. Who knows? We may yet grow old. Those that haven't made it to the age of 65, 70, 80, 90, you're still playing around in the black 40s, the early 50s. Who knows? We may still, you may still grow old. But people don't like that word of these days, growing old. They don't like old. But we are known to get older here on this earth. But as I go on, you'll see that one day we'll be in our glorified bodies. We have something as we grow old to look forward to. Old is not a bad word. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. And as I have listened to this show many times, and I heard Sister Caritha talk about the hoary heads and all of that, so we have something to look. It's grace extended. I look forward. And I think everyone should look forward to getting in those years of 70s and 80s and 90s. You have something to look for. It's God's grace extended. But this generation, more than any other in the 20th century, the 25 years between youth and middle age have been marked by unmet expectations. We find many of our dreams unreachable. Growing up has been less about realizing our dreams and more about making our dreams subject to reality. In one sense, when we tied our faith to our cultural expectations, we succumb to the illusion that we could experience heaven in the here and now. It is true that one day our dreams and longings will be fulfilled beyond our wildest imaginations. Life will happen the way it's supposed to, the way we always wanted it to. Someday, but not now. Now we plow through time, groping, learning, hurting, struggling, failing, and sometimes succeeding. God can help us and strengthen us, but he never promised to keep us from pain. Our Father refreshes us with some pleasant ends on the journey, but he, God, will not encourage us to mistake them for home. No matter what the song says, heaven, not a place on earth. Perhaps some disappointed dreams are our best opportunities to transfer hope to its rightful place. Heaven is where our biggest dream belongs. Realizing that realistic hope I'm talking about, that can help us make it through the here and the now without placing a burden on the present that it was never meant to bear. That's hope. Realistic hope. which may yet serve to carry us through the rest of the journey. We're going to look at some scriptures. I'm first going to go over here to Isaiah, praise God, which is one of my favorite chapters. And we're going to look at Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, praise God. And 31 reads like this: but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Keep your hope in the Lord. I encourage you realistically to hope in the Lord. They will soar on wing like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. You don't have to be weary on this journey if you're looking for that blessed hope. They will walk and not faint. God will keep you on the journey as you look into the perfect liberty of God. He will journey you through, my Lord. He will journey you through this journey, through this life of struggles, life of pain, life of sorrow. But look up. Look up. Keep looking up. Don't look back. Don't bow down. Keep reaching, because you have to press on toward the goal. I've heard them say all time, when you're running a race, you're running to win. Sure enough, as we run this race, we're not looking to win down here, but a crown where we will be crowned in heaven. I'm looking for that blessed hope, realistic hope in Jesus Christ. Well, one day I will hear my Father say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come and let me make you ruler over many. Praise God. Let's look at Romans, another one. Because, see, I get carried away in this thing here. Because one day, he's going to say, well done to me. Praise God. Romans chapter 12 and 12 says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Be patient in it. Pray one for another. He compels us. Share with God's people who are in need and practice hospitality as you go through this journey and practice this blessed hope that you're looking forward to. Don't let anything turn you around, cause you to want to give up. You're looking for a goal. You're looking for a goal. And that is not in people, but it's the life in Jesus. We're going to go to 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. 2 Timothy 4, 7 through 8. Praise God. And it reads as thus. One day he'll say to you, I fought a good fight. You'll say, I fought a good fight. I finished the race. I've kept the faith. Now there is in store for you a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only me will he award, but to all those who have longed for his appearance. I tell you, one day, if you be realistic and keep that blessed hope in mind, you can look for this day. Long appearance. It might have been a long, long journey. You might have had some heartaches and on this. I'm talking to those now who's looking forward to that day when you shall meet yourself. It might have been what you wanted to be, but God. God's grace has brought you to this time, for such a time as this, that blessed hope that you've been looking for. One day God will call your name. Praise God. You may say, I'm getting old and wrinkled, but through the eyes of love of God, he sees you without any blemish, made perfect by the sacrifice of his son. Praise God. He chose you to be a jewel in the crown, in his crown, and fastened you to be there. Look for it. Look for it. You want to be one of the jewels. I know I sing that. I want to be one of the jewels in the crown, in his crown. Praise God. I want to be fastened there, unmovable, always abounding with him. Praise God. I'm not going to be fastened with glue either, white glue, whatever kind of glue. But I'm going to be fastened with his promises, because he promised me one day that he was going away, and one day he was coming back. Yes. Think about it realistically. Coming back. And what is he coming back for? Coming back to get his jewels. Oh, glory. He's coming to get his people, those that have been set aside and set apart. Praise God. He's coming back, people. I don't care whether your head is gray or bald. He don't care. God loves you so much. He see you're perfect. God loves me, and he loves you because Jesus, because of Jesus. He doesn't see all the wrinkles. He doesn't see all the hoary hairs. God does not see what we see in the flesh and all the fleshly things that happen to us, but he sees us perfect, 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 that perfect heart, that perfect one, that one that's been striving, that one that's been praying, that one that's been on their knees before me, believing for others, not just for themselves. He said, think more highly of the other people. I tell you, if you done made it on through your, hit that 65. And from that 65, you look, then you start looking towards 70. And once you make the 70, you say, hey, I made it to 70. And then God done brought you on to 85, 90. Oh, the grace of God. Oh, the grace of God. Because he is spirit. He don't see you. He see you in the spirit. And he looks at us in the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if we look over here in Revelation chapter 21, it give us again that realistic hope. Praise God. Let's go to Revelation 21, praise God, hallelujah. That realistic hope that I'm talking about, that day when he shall, approach that new Jerusalem. Then I saw a new Jerusalem, new earth for the first heaven, and the first earth has passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw, this is what John telling us he saw, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared. What was it prepared for? It was prepared for his bride, and we are his bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. God, you my husband today, praise God. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, now the dwelling God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And he will wipe away, every tear, yes, he will, from our eyes. There will be no more death, no mourning, or crying or pain, for the older things are passed away. He who was seated on the throne has said, I'm making everything now new for you. I'm making everything new for you now. Then he said, write this now, for these words are trustworthy and true. We can trust them, people, today. We can trust them because he has promised. This one of the promises is trustworthy, that he's coming back for his bride. Praise God. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is trustworthy, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of water of life. You ain't going to have to pay nothing. See, down here, you got to pay for what you got to pay, but when you get up there, you ain't going to have everything going to be powerful. Praise God. Hey, no cost no more. Praise God. He who overcome will inherit this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic art, the idolaters, all liars, their place be in the fire like a burning sulfur. This is the second death. One of the seven angels who had had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, come, I will show you the bride. The wife, he got us all together. He got his bride all together. And we gonna, he, Jesus gonna come and look at all of us and find the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit in a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. And it shone with the glory of God, and it's brilliant. Was like that a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates. Hey, well, this is where we're going to enter now. Come on, somebody. And with that 12 gates at the gates, and on the gates were written the name of the 12 tribes of Israel. Hey, John said he looked and he saw, 144,000. And when he looked again, there was more than he could count. Praise God. We all coming up. Where we going to come? Hey, glory. And they were all coming up. They were, what they were going to be doing? Praising him. Girl, get your song together again, because you're going to praise him. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, glory. You're going to be singing a new song. Praise God. Hallelujah. There were three gates on the east, three gates on the north, three gates on the south, on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked with me had measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square as long as it was wide. It measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12 stadia in the length, and wide and high as it is long. He measured its walls, and it was 144 cubits thick, a man's measurement, which the angels wasn't using. The wall was made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. Hey, I'm waiting to look, y'all. I'm waiting to see it, y'all. I'm waiting to let these spiritual eyes in, because these old eyes, as they get dim. Oh, I'm glad they sung that song a while ago. Hey, praise God. You sung some song, just touched me a while ago, according to this word. Hallelujah. Praise God. These, the spiritual eyes, going to just, gleam into it. Yes, praise God. I don't have to be trying to put some glasses on to see what I'm talking about. Praise God. The foundation of the city of walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. Praise God. It ain't going to be different from these little stones I'm wearing around here. Praise God. Praise God. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedonia, the fourth emerald. I love my emerald because that's my birthstone. I can't wait to see it. Praise God. It'll be nothing like my little emerald down here. Praise God, that I'm trying to wear. Praise God. The fifth sardonic, the sixth chameleon, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth crystal path. the 11th jasmine, and the 12th amethyst. At the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each gate had a single pearl. The great city of the city was pure gold, transparent glass. I did see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lord are in his temple. The city does not need the sun nor the moon to shine on it. The glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb is lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into the earth. On that day, will its gates ever be shut. I want to say to you this morning, praise God. Look forward. Be realistic. Be realistic. Don't worry about you getting eight. You know, sometimes we worry about, oh, I'm getting old, 9 and 8. Don't worry about it. Just look forward to that blessed hope. Keep a realistic hope, because he has promised. He has promised us all these great things, where we're going to rejoice with him. Praise God. Bless you, Sister Carita.
Bless you, my sister. Oh, I thank God for that message. Realistic hope that we have as we grow older, and about the city and with the streets paved with gold. You know, we have something to look forward to. Like you said, God has extended grace to the seniors. So I thank God for that great message this morning. Seniors, I want you to know we are God's mouthpiece. You know, we got to seek the truth in love to everybody we come in contact with. Everybody that's a senior is not saved. And I want you to know it is now time for salvation. So as you think about that statement, the message that Sister that Minister Vivian George gave, and as you think about now is the time of salvation, Sister Glory Dean is getting ready to play another song for us. And I thank God, you know, don't wait to give your life to Jesus. You may have given your life to Jesus when you were very young, and maybe you slipped off the path. You know, now you're thinking about it. Lord, you know, I gave my life to you, and I ain't living right. I ain't been living right. So, you know, we got to get back on the path of God, be restored today. The time is now for all of us to repent and stay close to God. You know, we heard the different songs that were sang about being close with God, walking with the Lord. You know, every song that was sang this morning, you know, was a great song, a great message that God is speaking to us this morning. He's speaking to us in songs, in words of encouragement. So I want to tell you this morning, you know, let's repent. You know, he said no good thing can come from our flesh. So we have to repent. I have to repent every day. So if there's anybody who's not saved today after Sister Glory Dean pray a song of praise unto God, we're going to offer salvation at this time. So Sister Glory Dean, what you going to play?
Okay, after that message, I say when we all get to heaven.
All right. Woo, hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you. We can hear you.
Traveling.
God this morning for the message that Minister Vivian George gave. You know, as seniors, we need to be encouraged. You know, the realistic hope. It's the real side of the message. You know, sometimes we have false hope, but she talked about a realistic hope when we get older. You know, the grace that God has extended unto us, his mercy and his grace. And, you know, I think about the songs that went forth this morning, how the Lord was speaking to each one of us. You know, he said He's real. He wants us to know that he's real. He ain't no clay God. He ain't no idol God. He's a real God. He's real in our soul. And, you know, he said, you know, he'll walk with us. So we want God. We beseech him to walk with us every day. And you know, he said, glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. And then Jackie came back and she says, walk with me, Lord, again. So that's letting us know we cannot walk this road alone. We need God to walk with us. And while we're walking, we're shouting, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. And, you know, the last song that Sister Glory Dean sang was when we all get to heaven. Woo, I know I'm shouting now when I get to heaven. I'm going to praise him 24 hours a day, 24-7. You know, many of us fast and pray, and we thank the Lord. We lay before him 7-8 hours. Many people, you know, fast a day, 40 days, you know. But guess what? We're going to be shouting and praising the Lord 24-7. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. You know, if anybody has slipped off the path or anybody needs salvation this morning, press 1. We want everybody saved. You know, the Lord said he went to ignorance one time, but now he's calling men everywhere, women everywhere, boys and girls everywhere, to repent before him. So if you are not saved, please press 1. We can walk you through salvation. We want everybody to be saved. Press 1. All right, it looks as if everybody on here is saved. Now, since you are saved, have you slipped off the path? Have you backslidden? We got to repent and cry out before the Lord to forgive us. and take us back, you know, as his sons and daughters. He won't turn us away. He's going to open his arms and receive us. We say, Lord, we repent. We erred against you today. We erred today. So we got to repent of the little foxes that spoil our vines. You know, those little things that we do in secret, we think nobody knows. God knows. He said, I made the eyes. I see. I made the mind. I think. I know your thoughts before you do them. I know your thoughts. I know the intents of your heart. Ain't nothing secret from God. You know how little children play hide and seek, and they think you don't see them. We can't do that with God. He knows everything before it occurs. We've got to continually. Well, prayer is necessary daily. The Word of God says the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So press 1 if you need prayer. If you've already pressed 1, state your prayer request. Make your request known. We are going to be in prayer. Good morning, Miss Liddell.
Good morning.
How you doing?
How you all doing?
We're doing great. We're honoring you this morning and all the seniors.
I heard it.
You one of the youngest ones on here? What,
yes, ma'am.
You 92? Are you 92 now?
No, still 91.
91? Well, you head to 92.
No, not yet.
You have a prayer request?
The message that the minister brought, you know, she started at 65 and she went on to 7 on up. She did get as far as 90. And when she got there, you know, I said, well, you're right at my door now, even though we are about 600 miles away. But I said, you're right at my door when she said 90, because I am 91 and 4 or 5 months. And I was blessed by the message, the minister. I want you to know that. It just touched me all the way, you know. It touched me. It really did. And I hope and pray that you'll continue, God will continue to bless you and keep you. Send it out, message to boys, men, and women. Let them know that they must be saved and into heaven.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you, Miss Liddell, and I thank God for the strength that he gives you every day. You have a prayer request, Miss Liddell?
Yes, you know, of course. As you say, we all need prayer. Solicit prayer for my sister-in-law and her daughter and also myself, family, friends, and all others. That's because we all need prayer. Prayer is the key, so we all need it.
All right. Okay, anybody else need prayer? Press 1 or make your request made known if you've already pressed 1.
Minister G?
Yes, good morning.
This is Donna Hawkins again, and I would like to request prayer for my mother and for my mother-in-law. My mother is Valerie Newsom. My mother-in-law is Martha Hawkins.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Minister Donna. Tell your husband hello for me.
Oh, he's standing here.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
Did you say Valerie Newsom and Martha Hawkins?
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Anybody else? Press 1 for a request. All right, all is quiet this morning, so I'll just say a prayer.
Sister Carita? You know, my son, my oldest son, Clinton, he's going for that prostate cancer. He's going for the operation this month.
Okay.
He's going in for the operation for the prostate cancer.
Okay.
Prayer for
anybody
you.
Anybody else? Okay.
Sister Jenny.
Yes? this Sister Stewart, Aubrey's nurse is here. She, her name is Latoya. She'd like to be for prayer this morning also.
Latoya?
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Latoya. How are you?
I'm fine.
Are you saved, Latoya?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, praise the Lord. Any particular requests you need?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, we'll just pray for you in general as the Lord leads. Thank you for
Thank
being
you.
On, Latoya. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? Prayer requests.
Aubrey, pray for my son.
Which one?
The one had the accident.
I know.
Aubrey.
Name.
Aubrey.
Aubrey, what you call him? You don't used to call him Aubrey. What you call him?
Javaris.
Javaris. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going to call him, Javaris.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Javaris. How old is Javaris now?
17.
Amen. We still believe in the Lord for his healing, that he will be able to walk again.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Any more prayer requests? Any more prayer requests? Press 1. Okay, well.
And Carita, Sis Carita,
yes.
Gloria Dean.
Yes.
Would you
uh-huh.
keep lifted our boys over there in Afghanistan, you know, our soldiers out there? You know,
okay.
all over where, and it's so important, yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you. Any more prayer requests? We're going to be praying in just a few minutes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we beseech you this morning by the mercies of your grace, O God. And Father, we thank you, Father God, for grace and mercy this morning. In the name of Jesus, Yokurabakadi. Oh, Father God, I thank you that you didn't come here to leave us alone. You didn't bring us here to leave us alone, O God. We thank you, Father God, that you are continuously speaking to us. You are real in our souls. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you are walking close by us, oh God. All we got to do is say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We give you glory, glory, praise, and we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Walk with us every day, oh Lord God. Talk with us, Father God. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway, oh God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're giving you glory down here on the earth before we get to heaven. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for every caller who called in this morning on Bible Story Land. Oh, Father God, we lift up every family in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for every family being blessed of you, oh God, every family being under the shadow of your almighty wings. You are a refuge. You are a fortress, oh God. In you do we trust, oh God. And Father God, we lift up Miss Ludell's sister-in-law and her daughter-in-law and Miss Ludell's entire family, all of her children, her grandchildren, her great-grand, every family member. We thank you, oh God, that yea, though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, they will fear no evil because you are with them. Your rod and your staff comfort them. I thank you for abundant life that you have given to Miss Ludell, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for all that you are doing for Miss Ludell, for her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for that hope as we grow older, that realistic hope as we grow older, oh God, the reality that we're even getting closer to you, closer for the time for many others to leave the earth. But, Father God, I thank you
in the name of Jesus, that you are walking with us on a daily basis. You are talking with us, and you are a guide even unto death, oh God. And Father God, I lift up Minister Donna Hawkins and her husband, Minister Henderson Hawkins, oh God. I lift up their mothers, both of their mothers, Sister Valerie Newsom and Sister Martha Hawkins, oh God. Those women of God who've been on the battlefield a long time, hallelujah.
Yeah.
A long time they've been on the battlefield. They've been fighting the good fight of faith, oh God.
Yes,
Lord, they know that you are their salvation. They know that you are their refuge. Oh, my God, they continually trust in you. And they brought their children out in the nurture and the admonition of the Most High God. They trained them to your ways, oh God. So, Father God, we ask you to heal the bodies of both of these women, Mother Valerie Newsom and Mother Martha Hawkins, oh God.
Yeah.
Those women of God, oh God, who sometimes ailing in their bodies, Yokuram, remove all fear from them, oh God. Fear of being alone, fear of dying alone, Yekurabaka, fear of being left alone, Yekurabaka, fear of the enemy coming against them. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come up against any elderly person in the nation, in the world. We say, Yokurabaka, we send the fire of God against the enemies, against the elderly, against our children, against our fathers and mothers. Satan, you've been found out. Yokurabaka, all your works are dead. We cauterize them at the root. Yokurabaka. And Father God, I thank you that as Minister Don and her husband traveled back to Paducah, Kentucky, I thank you for safe trip, travel, oh God. I thank you, Father God. I bind those children, those demons that would try to cause accidents. We say, not so. They will have a safe journey all the way back to their home. I bind up accidents on the highways, the byways, the streets, the avenues. And we speak safety and Jehovah Shalom, peace on the streets. We bind up those mokoshe, rage, road rage, Yekurabaka, and we speak kindness, courtesy for every driver. Mokushe Baka, oh Father God, you say, who is our neighbor? Oh Father God, I thank you that every motorist will look out for their neighbors. We thank you, oh God, for every traveler today on the highways. We thank you for safety for every traveler on the in the air, on the railways, on the highways, Yekurabaka, on the streets, the avenues, Yerodorobokoshe. We call upon you, O God, your high right hand upon all travelers today, even those who are Mokoshe Baka, flying here and there, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for Sister Glory Dean's son, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for her oldest child, Mokoshe Baka, being delivered out of the hand of the enemy. We thank you, O God. We thank you for removing this affliction from him that the enemy put on him, O God. Because, Father, we know that you wish above all things that he prosper in his health and even in his soul. So I thank you that he is prospering in his health and in his soul. It's not even what it looks like. I thank you that he will rise above this situation and continually give you praise and thanksgiving. He will honor you as his healer, Jehovah Rapha, Mokoshe Baka. Father God, we thank you for every soldier in Afghanistan, every soldier throughout the nation, throughout the world. Oh God, we pray for their peace, for their safety, for their protection, for you, oh Kurabaka, those who are led by your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let them hear your voice clearly. Lord God, let them stay on the path that you're leading them on. Yekurabaka, when you tell them to get low, they'll get low. When you tell them to run, they'll run, oh God. In the name of Jesus, they are running, Yekurabaka, as soldiers in the army of the Lord, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, Yekurabaka, for their peace of mind for their families, and their families will have peace of mind for them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for every soldier on the battlefield, even those, Father God, who are fighting a spiritual battle. Today, we lift them up today, and we thank you, oh God, that you are with them, Makushabaka, and you are the great battler. I thank you that every soldier is dressed right. They have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Their loins are girded about with truth. Their feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. They have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other. And I thank you, Father, that you are their rear guard in the name of Jesus. And you are a great battler, O God. Fight every battle in the name of Jesus for your people, O God. Father, I lift up Sister LaToya, that young woman of faith. She has faith in you, O God, but bring her faith to a higher level. She trusts in you, O God. But, Lord God, she's been waiting and waiting patiently upon some things that you promised her, O God. And, Father, you are not a man that you should lie. Every promise that you told LaToya shall come to pass. Yokura bakashe. And, Father God, I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come up against her body in any way. I thank you that she walks in divine health and healing in the name of Jesus. I thank you, O God, for her family, far and near, Mokushe Baka. And as she prays continuously, O God, as she stay on the wall, I thank you for answered prayers in the name of Jesus. You are faithful to your children, O God. Father, I lift up Sister Stewart's son, Javaris, 17-year-old young man who was hit by a tree a few years ago, O God. I thank you that you are drawing him. Drawing him. You have great and mighty things for him to do. I bind up oppression from him in the name of Jesus. I say that he will not be oppressed, suppressed, or depressed. Yukusha bakade, that he will come higher in you. I thank you for him calling on your name, calling you Lord. I thank you that you are not just his father's and his mother's Lord, but you are Javaris' Lord in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I lift up the Eddie Williams family, who lost Eddie Williams. But, Father God, I thank you that he's in your arms in the name of Jesus. Father God, strengthen his wife, Doris, and his children, his grandchildren, his sisters and brothers, every family member. Strengthen them as they go through the great homegoing of a soldier going on to be with you, oh, Father God. Oh, we bless you today. We honor you. We give you thanks and praise. We know that you are mighty God. We know because we've experienced you as the Almighty. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because you are with us, O God. Your rod and your staff comforts us. You're strengthening us on every hand. You are our light. You are our salvation. I cover every person on here with the blood of Jesus. I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. I say, Father God, that we are in a safe place in you, particularly our babies, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I lift up the unborn babies today. And I say that they should live, yea, live, live. I bind up every abortion, your poor baka devil that's sent to attack our babies. I say that our babies will live and they will declare the mighty works of the Lord. I claim every unborn baby today for the kingdom of God. I thank you that our babies shall live, yea, kid, what a baka. I bind up rejection spirits from them. In the womb, Mokushe Baka, I pray your love on every baby today, oh God, that would be born, even those that are being carried in the name of Jesus, even those that are just being conceived. I pray, Father God, for protection. Oh God, Mokushe Baka, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Yokura Baka, Sheke, Wurabaka, those who are committing abortions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will forgive them, for they know not what they do. Give them wisdom, O God. Those who are lying demons who say that conception don't begin at Mokushe Baka, Didio Koshe Baka, Mokusha, Didio Koshe. I cover every baby that's just being conceived with the blood of Jesus. I say, yeah, live, live. They should live, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, send the fire of God against every abortion clinic in the nation. Every abortion clinic in the world. Let our babies live to be older, senior citizens, oh God, and praise you all the days of their lives. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, oh God, for what you've done and what you're about to do. We honor you as the great King. We honor you as the Lord of Lords. You are great. We extol you, oh God. We love you, oh Lord, our strength. Have your way in every one of us today, oh God. We repent before you, Father God, for wicked thoughts, evil ways. No good thing can come from our flesh. But, Lord, we thank you that we can call on your name. You are holy God. You are righteous God. You are mighty God. And no good thing will you withhold from those who walk upright before you. So we bless you today, O God. We bless you, O Lord. Receive our blessings, O God. Receive our praise and thanksgiving unto you. We are grateful to you, O Most High. We come with grateful hearts today to say, have your way in us. Have your way in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, it is closing time. I thank God for each of you. Anybody got a quick testimony? Quick testimony. Go ahead, press one. Anybody got a quick testimony this morning? All right, well, it is closing time on Bible Story Land. I want you to know that God loves each of you, and he wants you to love him. Guess how he wants you to love him? He wants you to love him with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul. He wants you to love him back. So return the love to our God today. You know how we show love? By our obedience. We got to obey him. Many days when I don't obey him, I have to repent and say, Lord, forgive me for doing it my way. And Lord, help me to do it your way. So he promised us eternal life to the obedient, those that follow him, even the hairy-headed one, the hoary-headed ones, the gray-headed ones. He said we still got to obey him all the days of our lives. So obey God. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And I thank you, Sister Gloria Dean, for playing us out a song, however the Lord leads you. I love each one of you. But I want you to know that God loves you even more. God loves you so much. He sent Jesus, his only son. Yeah, for you. I'm talking to you. I'm not talking just to me. I'm talking to you. Yeah, you. You who think that I'm talking to somebody else. I'm talking to you. God loves you. Have a God-filled day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Did you have a request? Hello? 904-335-3938. Did you have a request? All right, they may have hung up. All righty. Till we meet again. God bless you.